It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. What has four legs, a white face, and black fur all over?
It sounds like a riddle, and the answer can be found here in Wisconsin.
Brandon Johnson of Appleton created a super costume that went super viral. It's an elaborate design that became known as the Spirit Walker.
Now he's got millions of followers on TikTok and YouTube for his costume creatures. He's been on the Coachella stage as Doja Cat's backup dancer, and now he's designing creatures for Hollywood.
He works and lives in his hometown of Appleton. Brandon Johnson, aka the Spirit Walker, joins us now. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Happy to be here.
Now, first of all, for our listeners who aren't familiar, I want to introduce the Spirit Walker. And I hesitate to use the word costume because this is a lot more than a costume. Paint us a picture.
Well, it is a giant, it looks like a mechanical robot, but in reality, it is a puppet, a professional puppet with a full exoskeleton, four-legged creature. Goes a little bit further than costume, but you can call it a costume or a creature.
And, you know, if I just put on a Darth Vader mask for Halloween, I can walk around. I don't need to do anything funky. This is a physical test as well as a costume. Can you tell us what you're doing when you're inside the Spirit Walker setup?
Well, I mean, if you break it all the way down, I'm planking on four stilts. And most of the time, my head is actually below my hip, especially when I'm in Ghoul or one of the other digitigrade costumes.
That sounds physically grueling to me.
Oh, it is. And, you know, you see the Green Bay Packers when the linebackers take off their pads, they're steaming, they're physically steaming. And every time I take off this costume, it's visible. It's almost like I'm transforming. You know, we've got steam popping off of me everywhere. It is an amazing test of physicality.
All right. You're a superhero in the Spirit Walker setup. So I got to hear your origin story. What led you to design this?
It goes back pretty far. So I've been producing like a free haunted house for about 22 years now, something my family and I have been doing together. And on top of that, I've had a lot of different work with Burning Man type events. And so I wanted to create something different. And the original origin story is I was in a motorcycle accident and I shattered my heel. And during the healing of that, pun intended, I was on a single stilt. And I found out that I'm really, really good at balancing on a single stilt. So before I even recovered, I'm on a cane. And I went to my dad and I said, "Dad, I want to make a costume with four stilts." And he goes, "Well, you're crazy. Let's do it." So then I built the first one, and I was performing at Bazaar After Dark, a Wisconsin festival that's either in Appleton, Neenah, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, or like, Bazaar After Dark was this beautiful fest, the Fox Cities. Yep. And so I would just randomly show up. I didn't tell any of my friends, didn't tell any of my followers. Well, actually, I didn't have followers back then, but I didn't tell anybody I was doing this. And I'd walk up and down. I became known as the Spirit of Bazaar at this event. And I'd walk up and down. So there's the origin of the name, the Spirit Walker. So the story of actually going viral is actually pretty fascinating because I had no interest in social media in any way. And during the pandemic, I was actually about to throw away that costume and I couldn't do my free haunted house. So I was pretty sad about that. And my girlfriend at the time was like, "Hey, you should just put on the costume. It'll make you happy. Go give some people some experience." And, you know, I put it on and she filmed it. And later that night, sitting around a fire, you know, I've got 112 followers on TikTok. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe TikTok would like that, right? And so I edited something really quick, posted it, and my phone dies. And I don't think to plug it in. Next morning, I finally plug it in. It turns on, and I've got 445,000 notifications. Not views, notifications.
Right. That's incredible. And I'm going to pick up that viral fame in just a minute. But I got to hear more about your family, Brandon. You are all doing this annual haunted house. You come up with this wild idea for a costume and your dad is on board. He ends up in some of your videos. I saw like putting one of the costumes on and off. He's in that. Tell us a little bit about your family and their love for Halloween and costumes. And I don't know. You're all in, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all in. It actually all started when my dad put a piece of fishing line over the door, hooked to a fake body he had stuffed with straw. And when it opened up, it lifted the body. So it like entranced me as a young kid, like, hey, we can give an experience to people. And it wasn't necessarily about scaring them, but it was, hey, I've got this platform to make something. And so, you know, my dad's been all in ever since. And as my production company grew, this grew. And it got to a point where kids who had been going to this as a kid have now grown up, had kids, moved away, and they bring their kids as a tradition to this little haunted porch in Appleton, Wisconsin. But my family is all in. They're just the most supportive family. My sister's my graphic designer. My dad, Dean, he's known as the Spirit Walker Wrangler.
That's great. Now, okay, you woke your phone back up. You've got 6-digit numbers of notifications on TikTok. You're a guy from Appleton. You put something online just for the heck of it. What do you do with that? How do you react to that reaction?
Well, almost immediately, I woke up and I'm flabbergasted. I don't know what's happening. And I open TikTok and there's 7 million views. So
7 million views.
Yep, 7 million views overnight. And so I immediately jumped out of bed and I grabbed the costume. I threw it in the driveway, laid it all out, and I said, more about my costume. And that second video also went viral. So by the end of day one, I had 52,000 followers. Within 1 week, I hit my first million. Absolutely absurd. And I really think I'm just a dork from Wisconsin who just likes doing fun stuff.
You took that and you ran with it next. Now you kept putting up videos. How did you follow up that initial highly unexpected viral success?
Well, I came out with the Wraith Walker. And when I posted that Wraith Walker, which is a much larger, thicker, stone-like creature with a human-like face, when I posted that, I'd gotten 100 million views in one day. Totally next level at that point.
Amazing. Now, you've as you just mentioned, you've grown the family of your creations. What goes into developing the sequels, the follow-ups to the Spirit Walker?
Oh, I mean, I've got a fairly decent team now of people that help me create these things. I don't necessarily think of anything. I don't have any direct inspiration to what I make next. And it's just kind of in my head. And most of the time, as I'm creating something new, it develops into something totally different. Kind of like my most famous costume, which the name is Ghoul, that is the four-legged digitigrade costume. Originally, he had a human face. And within one day before I finished making him, I decided, nope, I'm going to make an animal-like face. And made it with my hands, no 3D printed parts, nothing like that, and just made it, put it out there, and he's become an icon.
Now, let's talk about the creepiness factor. I mean, these are super cool to watch. They're a little unsettling, too. Where's that coming from?
Yeah. You know, I just put out something different that nobody's ever seen before. And it may be unsettling to most, but a lot of kids find it just fascinating. And it gives the sense of awe and wonder again. The creepiness aspect, it just kind of happens. If you met me in person, you would say, well, you're not really creepy. So how does this happen? You know what? I just like making interesting stuff. And somehow my puppeteering of it and the physical design comes off unsettling.
We're talking about costuming and way beyond costuming with Brandon Johnson of Appleton. You may have seen his creation, The Spirit Walker, and others online. All right, Brandon, you've gotten some serious TikTok and other online social media success. Now people start reaching out to you to be in their show. What kind of things started coming through?
Oh, yeah. After I did a solo trip out to Hollywood, I did a collabs with a number of different people, and I've had different people reach out. And one of the larger one was Doja Cat. Doja Cat had reached out and said, hey, I want you at Coachella. And that was mind-blowing, first of all, and ended up actually making a copy of that Wraith Walker and performed on stage with my good friend Vinny. And you know, since then, I've had a number of different people reach out. I headlined the Eagle Ballroom Rave with Sudden Death and other people. But yeah, so more and more people reaching out. Now I've made my entrance into the Hollywood world of full production movies. And I haven't had to reach out to too many people. They usually reach out to me. And that's the amazing thing with this wide range that I've grasped with the social media.
Now, I heard with that Doja Cat story, there was actually some conflict there because Doja Cat wanted you on stage for, I think, Coachella, and somebody in Paris Fashion Week. Well, they wanted you on stage at the same time. We've all been there, right? No, wait, how did, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What? Wait, how? Yeah, I wasn't expecting, you know, two of the most famous people in the world to be reaching out at the same time. And we were setting everything up with Rick Owens. And eventually, and you're going to find this fascinating, Doja Cat and Rick Owens know each other, but they've never talked. And here's the argument between who's going to get the spirit walker, who's going to get, you know, this kid from Wisconsin. And so the Doja Cat team actually asked me to set up a meeting with Rick Owens. And I'm sitting here like, me? You want me to set up a meeting between one of the most famous people in the music industry and one of the most famous people in all of fashion? Like, how is this happening?
Now, you mentioned doing some work in Hollywood and film. Some of it you may not be able to talk about at this point, but what kind of projects have you been working on or are in the midst of?
Well, earlier in the year, I did a feature-length film with a production company out in Seattle, and the directors and all that are from Hollywood there. And that was my first entrance into like a real budget film. And it was a great experience, but I did just finish a movie out in Hollywood named Kilter, which is going to be my first horror. Like, I've never gone full horror, and I made a whole creature just for this film, for this horror film. And it was an amazing experience. And a little bit of a behind the scenes notion here, I did fall for the first time. I've never fallen in Ghoul. I've never fallen in really any of my costumes. And I had to attack this character who is from The Descendants, a Marvel movie. I had to attack this actor. And while I was doing that, I stepped on one of the arms wrong and it snapped right in half. I went to the ground.
You're okay?
And luckily, with my ingenuity, I was able to actually take a paintbrush from the makeup artist, a really thick paintbrush, and put it in there and put steel strappings around it. And I was able to actually film the whole movie. So kind of a little bit of something you may not hear on the internet.
Wow. Now, I think we assume these days that effect we see in a movie is going to be CGI. And I love that you're doing this. These are practical effects. You're actually up there in front of camera in the creation you've made. What do you think that can give to a movie that you're part of?
Oh, I mean, what we've experienced in Hollywood, I say we, I'm not quite fully in there yet, but really CGI hasn't gotten any better since Avatar. And, you know, we're talking 2012, and it's even gotten worse. If you look at like The Hobbit, CGI, we've taken a back step to where it just doesn't feel real anymore. And you see these $100 million production movies and you look at their CGI and you go, oh. So Hollywood's taking a step towards practical effects again. And I think that is absolutely key, especially when you're dealing with actors and their ability to perform and not be performing in front of this human with green paint on them or like the CGI balls all over. I believe where Hollywood is going is in the right direction, and we're moving away from that AI aspect.
All right, you're in Appleton. You're in demand in Hollywood and other maybe movie venues. A logical next step for some people would be to go west, young man. Are you going to do it?
I love Wisconsin too much. I can't. I love this. I love this state. I'm very ingrained into it. And I did just find out with a little thing called a media pass, I can just fly. So I could stay in this great state. And, you know, you can't exactly get a massive garage with a large property out in LA, not for the prices we have here. So I'm sticking around.
Well, you know, something that's come up in a couple interviews I've done lately is this idea that Wisconsin may be underused when it comes to a place to make movies, to film movies. Would you like to see some of these productions come, you know, closer to your backyard?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a beautiful state with amazing amenities. You know, like in LA, they're like sitting down at a table of a bunch of people. Hey, where can we find a forest that looks good? There's just no forest that looks good around here. And then I'm just thinking, well, I've got one in my backyard.
And Brandon, as we wrap up, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
What does Brandon Johnson Halloween 2024 look like this year?
Well, I'm actually pulling out that kilter costume and doing my same haunted porch in Appleton here. I don't make it too visibly known where exactly it's going to mm-hmm. be. I can tell you it is near Lincoln Elementary. It's going to be rainy this year, but still going to make an amazing experience for everybody who comes there. And right after this, I'm going to go cut down a bunch of branches in the forest behind my house and start to put spider webs all over it.
Brandon, thanks so much for sharing Spirit Walker and your other creations with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Brandon Johnson, a.k.a. The Spirit Walker, is a costume designer living in Appleton.